Blog Talk Radio.
We're streaming music live on LNJ Radio. Those of you on Blog Talk probably can't hear the music. We'll be going live here with the Trucking with Authority show here in about 1 minute. Welcome to the show. This is Trucking with Authority. I'm your host, Kenny Long. For the next hour, consider me your navigator on your journey to success. I believe we are streaming and working everywhere today. We are going out live on LNJ Radio. You can find that at lnjradio.com. We're also streaming live on Facebook at the Trucking with Authority page, Trucking with Authority group. We're also live on Blog Talk Radio. If you would like to ask any questions today about business in general, the trucking business, getting started as a driver, becoming an owner-operator, getting your own authority, becoming a broker, sales, negotiations, dealing with FMCSA, record keeping, insurance requirements, invoicing your customers, factoring, you name it, this is the show. Ask any question you want. The phone lines are open. I believe the phone number is at the bottom of your screen if you're streaming on Facebook, but call in. I'll be taking the questions from the phone lines first. Phone number is 917-889-9924. Again, we're streaming live everywhere. I believe we've got most of the bugs worked out. Hopefully the sound on Facebook is straightened out now. I know the intro music was a little rough there, but I think we got that sorted. Again, we're streaming live, LNJ Radio, lnjradio.com. You can also find it on Facebook at the Trucking with Authority group, or call in now if you have any questions or comments, anything you'd like to add. Looks like we've already got quite a few callers on the line, and I know we'll have a lot of people streaming here on Facebook as well. No sound? Well, I thought we would have it worked out, but I guess not. We'll give this one more go before we move on here. see if we can make this work. All right. We'll see if that works. It doesn't look like it works at all. Goodness. Do test runs and everything, and nothing ever works. Well, let's see if that works. We may not hear the music on the Facebook anymore, but you shouldn't hear the music out there anyway. So let's start over. Streaming live on Facebook, streaming live on LNJ Radio. Call 917-889-9924. Getting ready for the Drive Conference. You Drive, You Drive Conference out in Kansas City, Missouri, October 17th, 18th, and 19th. It's going to be a huge event. Best event of its kind for 2017. There's no other event like it happening this year. All right, we got thumbs up on audio on Facebook. So I think we're good to go everywhere now. We're good everywhere. You check LNJ Radio for me, okay? And I think we've got thumbs up across the board. So we're good to go. First time we've been good to go on all the networks here. So we're good. Facebook. I'll be taking questions from the phone first. Call 917-889-9924. If you saw my setup here, you would understand that I just can't be Facebooking and running all this stuff all at the same time. Obviously, if you've been following me over the past 6-8 weeks, you know all the technical difficulties I've had, but I think we're pretty well, we're getting close. I know we're getting out on all the platforms finally for the first time without too many troubles. It looks like I guess there's a glitch in the sound, but we're good to go. Facebook, call number at the bottom of your screen. Everybody else, 917-889-9924. If you're streaming live on LNJ Radio, this is a call-in radio show. 917-889-9924 is the number. If you have any questions regarding getting started as an entrepreneur in any business, really, specifically the trucking business is what my expertise is in. If you want to become a driver, or buy your first truck, lease to a carrier, get your own authority, or even if you want to become a broker, if you need help negotiating your rates with brokers, working with load boards, if you need help understanding the freight markets, if you need, if your vision is to, I can help you understand what you have to do to add trucks, hire drivers, owner-operators, sales, negotiations to go out and get those direct customers. Those are all types of things that we're going to be talking about at the Drive Seminar in Kansas City, October 17th, 18th, and 19th. Go to udriveu.com. There are still tickets available. And if you use the coupon code TRUCKING, you will get $50 off your admission. So coupon code TRUCKING, $50 off. We are going to be talking about everything at that conference business related. We're going to be talking about how to set your goals and write a formal business plan, because one of the first things that I notice in this business is that this is the problem with the entire trucking transportation industry. Trucking is probably one of the easiest businesses to start. It's one of the easiest jobs to get into, because there's ultimately, other than getting your CDL license, there's ultimately no required training. There's no prerequisites. And frankly, driving the truck is the easiest part of running the business. If you're new and you're just getting into becoming a driver, if you're going to a driver school, or if you're looking at buying your first truck, there's a lot of things that you need to be aware of before you jump in with both feet. It's an easy business to get into, but it's a very easy business for a lot of people to take advantage of you. Here on this show, I like to help you avoid the scams, and the scams are everywhere. Everybody's trying to scam you for something. I'm trying to get the information out to help you. Now, first part is have a formal business plan, a real written business plan. Most people I talk to don't have anything. They've got zilch. They started as a company driver. They learned how to drive the truck. They got their CDL. They worked for 6 months or a year or 2 years for that first carrier. Then they see that their buddy is driving the truck that they have leased, and they're making a little bit more money. So they say, hey, let's go over there, and I want to lease a truck. So let's go lease that truck. They do that, and they do the exact same thing they did as a company driver. They haul loads for the same dispatchers, for the same company. They're essentially company drivers that took on all of the risk of making the truck payment and handling all of the maintenance obligations and expenses, the biggest word, expenses, of that truck. Now, benefits the carrier because they get rid of that liability. They push that liability on you. If you run a business properly, you can take advantage of that. You can really profit and make a lot more money. You can grow a fleet. You can turn that into a really viable, sustainable, long-term business. But it's extremely risky, especially if you do a lot of these lease purchase programs, that these mega fleets try to convince drivers to get into, in my opinion, before they're ready, because they don't understand what they're getting into. Now, that's not to say that you can't be ready when you're a new driver. I have coached people that have never driven a truck before, went out and paid cash or bought, financed their very first truck, and jumped right in with their own authority. They didn't even go through a driver school. They didn't do anything. They went and bought the truck, took a written test at the Secretary of State's or driver's license office, and were successful because they haven't been tainted with the negative ways that a lot of the up-and-coming fleets put into the heads of the new drivers. So what do I mean by that? Again, you start as a driver, try to lease a truck to make a little bit more money, and you take on all that liability. So with that risk comes a little bit more reward. But a lot of times when you review the numbers, you see that those drivers are actually making about the same and sometimes less than if they just stayed as a company driver. Now look at the day-to-day operations of what this driver does. They get a call from the dispatcher. As a lease operator, it's probably the same dispatcher, if they're leased to the same carrier, same dispatcher that they dealt with as a company driver. It's the same thing happening. They deliver the load. Pick up, deliver it, transaction's done. They go scan the paperwork in through TransFlow or one of these apps on your phone, whatnot. They scan that in at the end of the week or whatever the terms are, they get a paycheck, they get a settlement. Well, that was the same scenario as when they were a company driver, when they were an employee driver. So what's the difference? They just took on all that risk. A lot of times if the expenses and that risk is more than that additional revenue that you that they have access to, they tend to actually earn less money. A lot of the new drivers, new into this industry that fall for this scam are many times earning less than company employee drivers. Then they see that, hey, I could just become an owner-operator. Let's buy this truck outright, or let's go buy a truck off of a used lot somewhere, and they buy the truck, those types of things.
I think the ball's talk just quit. I'm listening to that.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I hear you now.
We're still good. We're still up and running.
And you're not on LNJ.
We're not. We're not.
It
says that we are on. Okay. Interesting.
Don't worry about it now, but I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, okay. Well, apparently we're not on LNJ. So here I am. Trying to do what I do, and it just doesn't seem to be working. So, interesting. I don't know why that would be. So, we'll just keep at it. All right. What in the world? Interesting. Let's see if that gets us. I don't know. No LNJ radio. Here, I thought we were up and running everywhere. And 15 minutes in, they come in and tell me I'm not. That's horrible. Can't pay good help these days. Anyway, okay. We're up and running. We are still streaming live on Facebook. We're still live on Blog Talk Radio. This is the way I have done this show for 3 years, so let's just keep it rolling. I don't have to worry about commercials. I don't have to worry about anything else that I had set, so that actually makes the show even better. All right. Hey, it is what it is. Let's just make this happen. I can't even believe that it's not getting out everywhere. So I'm going to pull up the Facebook comments, and those of you on Facebook, we're running. We're running on Facebook. We're running on Blog Talk. Apparently, LNJ Radio is not working. Don't know why, but it should be. But let's drive on. Okay, so then the owner-operator scans the paperwork, does the exact same thing as a lease operator or as a company driver. At the end of the week, now they're doing the same thing. At the end of the week, they get a paycheck or a settlement, and if they treat it the same way, it doesn't make any sense. Still be taking phone calls. Please call in 917-889-9924. 917-889-9924. And let's try that. I think we're up and running on LNJ now. We should be good on LNJ. All right. We were on LNJ. What in the world? Okay. We're good on LNJ. LNJ Radio, LNJRadio.com. 917-889-9924. This is the Trucking Weather Authority show. Now we're live everywhere. We're going to go over time because I have a lot to talk about. I have been off the air now. I tried to do a show last week from the mountains in North Carolina, evacuated from the hurricane. It was not my best setup. I managed to at least do a show. But you know what? It's been, with the technical difficulties and with everything else going on, it has been almost 8 weeks since I have had a successful show. I think I'm up and running. I'm going to make it happen today. We're going to do this. We're going to make this go. So, if you have any questions or comments, please call in. Let me pull the phone lines back up. We have a call screener. This works just like any other call-in talk radio show. Call the number at the bottom of the screen on Facebook, 917-889-9924. If you're listening to LNJ Radio, you can find my show and all the information that we discuss here on this show at the Trucking with Authority Facebook groups. Call the number is 917-889-9924. Press number 1 on your keypad once you call in. We do have a call screener. She will get your name, information, what your question is. You don't just come live with me, so don't get cold feet. Don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be worried. Come on the air. Ask your questions. We'll try to get you the answers. If I don't know the answers, I'll tell you I don't know, and we will see if we can find them because somebody else listening or watching will have the answers, or if not, I'll look it up and I'll find it for you next time. Call in now, 917-889-9924. Lot to talk about. So where was I? So we go in. We start as a company driver. We scan the paperwork. We get a paycheck. We become a lease operator or an owner operator. We take on all that extra risk. We do the exact same job. We scan the paperwork. We get a paycheck. And then the owner operator looks over at his buddy that's got his own authority and says, you know what? He's making money hand over fist. I want to get my own authority. This topic right here is why this show is called Trucking with Authority. This is what I started with. This 3 years ago when we kicked this show off on another network, this is what we were talking about, is how to get your own authority and how to make it successful. Since then, it has turned into a whole lot more. We are talking about all types of business practices, and you know that's the heart of what we're doing here. So getting their own authority, they have been trained to talk to a dispatcher and scan paperwork after the load's delivered, and they get a paycheck after the end of the week. And when they get their own authority, they think that that's the same way that it works. This is the biggest step that a driver can take. This is the next level. This is moving it up a notch. When they move up a notch, not only are you taking on all that extra responsibility, not only are you taking on all of that possibility for opportunity, but you're also taking on all that risk. And you're taking on all of the extra headaches of the paperwork. You're taking on all of the extra expenses that come with that. A lot of times, expenses you didn't even know existed because the carrier had always covered it for you. This is the big step. This is the next level. You go from becoming working for a carrier to becoming the carrier. Once you get your own authority, you put that MC number on the side of your truck, you are now the carrier. You are the end-all, be-all. You can work for anybody. Most people that follow that path could work for anybody, but they always try to do the same thing because it's all they're familiar with, because that's what they've been trained to do, and they just work for brokers. So working for brokers, okay. So when they're working for brokers, we have, I thought we had a question here. It's not a question. It's just more comments about the show, the audio. I don't care anymore. Those of you in the other room that are listening and trying to figure this out, this is my platform. This is what we're doing. We're going to make it happen just like this. Whoever is listening, whoever gets to watch the show later, this is what we're doing. It's disappointing that it doesn't work. I don't know why it doesn't work. It looks like it's working on my end, but hey. So now that these people have their own authority and they think that they're going to make all this extra money, they find out that they have all this expense. They have all of these other things that come along with it, the paperwork, the record keeping, everything that's behind it. And they still think that at the end of the week, they're scanning their paperwork to a broker and they get paid a paycheck. I've even had these owner operators come and tell me that they call it a paycheck. They call what they're doing their paycheck. Ladies and gentlemen, once you own a business, you don't get a paycheck anymore. Your customers pay you, but it's not a paycheck. You sold something, they're buying what you sold. It's not a job anymore. You run a business, they pay you what you sold them. You sold them your services and they're paying you for it. Some customers won't give you any kind of paperwork. They literally will write you a check. That's all you get. You don't get a breakdown of accessorial rates. You don't get a breakdown of miles and all the different things. They send you a check. In order to get that check, you have to ask for it. They don't just send it because you got paperwork. You have to ask for it. Now I'm watching the feed here, trying to see what's going on. All right. Irritated that this stuff isn't working the way it's supposed to after all the time I put into it. Anyway, risk versus reward, right? So and the phone's ringing and everything. Okay. So all of you callers that are on, go ahead and press 1, and I would like to hear your thoughts on what we're talking about tonight. Nobody has any questions or comments. All right. I don't even know if this is working. Apparently, I'm talking to myself in a room here. Okay.
Let me know everything's going.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. My phone was ringing and I think it disconnected something, so. All right. I don't have any questions on the line here, so. All right. No questions, no questions, no questions. I was on a roll. I was really doing well. I was on a roll. I was excited about this show. Everything was supposed to be working, and then it doesn't. And I'm tired of complaining about it. I'm tired of doing these shows where nothing's working. There's no sense in me wasting my time doing these shows if I can't broadcast them the way they're supposed to go out. So I don't even know if I'm talking to myself or not. This doesn't even look like it's working right. This is ridiculous. Could somebody somewhere leave a comment or something to at least tell me that you're on the air, that I'm getting out? Other than you.
Okay, you're out everywhere, even on L&J.
L&J.
Yeah.
How come it wasn't broadcasting here? Okay. All right. I don't know. Okay, so I'm out everywhere. It only took me 30 minutes into the show to finally get confirmation that we're broadcasting. Okay. Okay, now I see everybody's comments and everything. We're good. All right, thank you guys. And now I'm actually even seeing the comments. So there's my problem. We're good to go. So for 8 weeks, I'm finally getting out on what I'm trying to do. All right, so let me just basically summarize what I've been talking about, and we'll kind of start over. So you start as a company driver with virtually no training. You lease a truck or become an owner-operator, do the exact same thing you did because it's all you've ever been known to do as an owner-operator. Scan your paperwork at the end of the week, get a paycheck. Then you get your own authority and you think you're going to make all this money, and all you find out is all of the extra stress and paperwork that comes with it. And when that happens, you still scan the paperwork at the end of the week. You still expect it to be the same way, and it just isn't that way. It just doesn't work that way. So everybody turns to factoring, which is typically how people – I've even had people that have never been in the business think that factoring was a necessity, that they needed to, like it was part of getting set up. It's actually one of the worst things you can do. I wouldn't recommend it for anybody that's under just a few trucks, certainly not with one or two trucks. Factoring is horrible. They don't have an accounting system. So, another reason they might turn to factoring because it makes their accounting on their end a little easier until they find out at tax time that it actually doubles their work. So, factoring is tough. The accounting is tough. Getting your customers asking for the money, sending the invoices, and then having to wait 30, 60, 90 days to get paid. Another reason that a lot of people turn to factoring, only to find out that the factors will backcharge you after 30, 60, 90 days if they don't get paid. It's really just a mess all around. So you have to understand what you're getting into. You have to understand the level that you're taking it. You have to understand where you're going with what you're doing. All right, we've got some questions coming in the phone lines, which is really what I've been waiting for. Let's take these calls from the phones. If she ever gets done screening her. We will take Vince from California. Vince, welcome to the show. How can we help you?
Hey, I'd like to look at numbers in a 5-year span. Who actually makes more money between a company driver, lease operator to whichever company, or an owner-operator, when you consider healthcare, time that you spend for doing the bookkeeping, because as an, you know, running under your own authority, you're taking on all those expenses to do your mileage calculations, your IFTA, your bookkeeping. So how much more do you come out ahead as this with your own authority versus a lease operator or a company driver?
Gotcha. All right, well, that's
on average.
That is an excellent question. All right. Had to turn my own thing down. I was breaking my own ears talking to myself. Okay. Really, that all comes down to a business decision. Now, the way I break it down to everybody is, look, all of those other company drivers, employee drivers, are making the same amount of money for that company. In other words,
right.
If you are a factory worker, a 9-to-5 job, and that pay that the factory is paying you to do that, that might include health insurance, it might include your hourly pay, let's say it's $20 an hour, and let's, you know, all these different benefits. Well, the widgets that you're building in that factory have to be able to pay for all those benefits. Now, they're not paying you hourly wage, but they have to be paying those benefits. So once you start your own business, you have to understand that those benefits are something that you have to pay for out of your own pocket. Now, one of the things that I like to tell people to do when they're quoting loads as an owner-operator, when they get their own authority, is to understand that you should try to think as a business, a CEO mindset, rather than just driver that owns a truck. So put yourself in that CEO mindset to say, okay, so as a driver, I need to make, we'll say, 50 cents per mile. That's my driver's pay, and if I hired a driver, that's what I would pay that driver. But what other expenses would I have if I hired a driver? I would have the payroll taxes, so you have to factor that into that additional cost. So now if you're paying yourself 50 cents, remember by the time you add taxes and then workman's comp in, that works out to typically about 25% more. So that works out to 63 cents per mile. So you pay yourself 50 cents per mile. You think, okay, if I went and got a job somewhere, I could make 50 cents per mile, so that means I should pay myself 50 cents per mile. Well, if you were a company driver working for a fleet and they paid you, you saw on your paycheck 50 cents per mile, by the time they add workman's comp policy that's required by law for them to carry on you, plus the taxes that they have to pay, it's actually costing that company 63 cents per mile. On average, it's, you know, depends on the state and depends
right.
on, you know, tax brackets and things. But on average, it's what roughly it's costing. So when you are an employee of your own company now, remember that that's about what you need to factor in for yourself if you want to be making the same that you were making as a company driver. And then you factor in things such as health insurance. Now, health insurance premiums should be about the same on either side. So if you are an employee and the company pays for your insurance, now they may get group discounts. So a big company may have a discount where adding one or two employees only changes their premiums by pennies, versus it might be thousands of dollars per month for a family if you're employed on your own. So that's a huge difference right there, health insurance, if that's something that's provided by a fleet job. So that could be a factor. So let's just say that it's $2,000 a month. That's $24,000 per year difference. You would have to make $24,000 per month more to compensate if that was a benefit that the job you left had. So let's just look at those numbers right there. Let's say that you had a job and you were making 50 cents per mile. Okay, and they provided your family with health insurance at no cost to you. Ultimately, that's 50 cents per mile plus that additional 25%, so 63 cents per mile plus $24,000 per year. That's what
right.
that job pays you. So when you go out as an owner-operator, that's what you should be targeting just to break even with what you were making as a company driver. If those are benefits. A lot of fleets don't provide health insurance. And, you know, all fleets do have to, by law, provide workman's comp. As an owner-operator, you have other options. You can get, if you're a true owner-operator with your own authority, technically, in most states, you don't have to have workman's comp on yourself, but it's still a good idea. And that depends on the state. Some states do require it. But if you own your own company and you're working for yourself, you may not have to. But a lot of the customers that you work with, brokers, may require it. The other thing is you may be able to get another policy, which is not quite as expensive, occupational accident policy, for example. So you can save some money on that. But that's not near as much as the offset of $24,000 if that's what it costs you to go out and get your own health insurance policy. Now, that's an extreme number. I think that's high even for a family, but under the new health insurance laws, that's not out of the question.
Well, the reason I pose the question is I think, as you know, I'm leased to a carrier. If you don't mind, I'll go ahead and mention them, but I'm leased to a carrier out of Jacksonville. And, I've been with a lease purchase program. And I think when people go to their own authority, they have to consider everything, fuel discounts, maintenance discounts. When you're a company driver, you're basically filing a W-4, form. So you've got your bookkeeping's a lot less. So at the end of the year, your taxes are, a lot more affordable to do. As a lease operator, you have virtually the same tax expenses and bookkeeping as you do with your own authority. I think the difference is how big a difference can you make when you run under your own authority with the risk, and when you consider possibly maintenance discounts, fuel discounts, and those type of things. Are you truly, with the extra work that you're putting in, I understand that you're 100% in charge, but you have to consider the risk and reward for taking that next step.
Well, yes, but at the same time, you have to understand, and a lot of the drivers like yourself that are leased to the big fleets have given me that argument, but I get the same discounts you get. As a matter of fact, I get the same discounts you get from the same company that you get them from, the same carrier that you're leased to. I am entitled to get those same discounts because I use them as a broker. So because I have my own authority doesn't mean I rule out the opportunity for those discounts. What it does give me, though, is the opportunity for your discounts. I have access to that. I also have access to discounts from other mega fleets. Almost every mega fleet, when you use them as a broker, will allow you to – they'll pass on their discounts for fuel discounts, tires, and repair programs. So I have yours, plus I also have those from Knight, from England, from J.B. Hunt, from Schneider,
right.
So I can pick and choose which one is best for me at the time, depending on where I'm at or what I'm doing. Then there's other programs as well. If you're factoring, which is a cost, but there are benefits to you pay for these benefits, of course. But, there's fuel discounts there. There's various other programs available to you. So the discounts that you get, at least to a carrier, you don't necessarily lose those just because you get your own authority. You have access to those in other avenues. In some cases, you have access to more. The other thing that you have to remember is I also have access through the logistics side of your company. Most of the freight that you pull, I have access to as well. Not all of it, but a lot of the stuff that you have access to or that you pull could also be brokered out to another carrier like myself. But if I get into an area, I'll just throw this out there. You're leased to Landstar.
Yes.
At one company out of Jacksonville. You're leased to Landstar, and I was leased to Landstar once, and I found myself up in the state of Maine. And I remember every time that was always my niche because I lived down in Florida, so I would take freight from Florida, one of the worst areas in the country. But if you take a lateral move to another horrible area, you can usually do a pretty decent on the rates. So I would take a horrible load out of Florida to the state of Maine, another horrible area.
Right.
But I could usually get a decent rate on that. But then I'd find myself in Maine in just as bad of a position as I was here in Florida. So I'd always find myself deadheading out to Ohio or something like that when I was leased to them. But once I got my authority, because I was familiar with their system, they were the first broker that I used frequently. And when I started doing that, I went up to the state of Maine, one of my first loads, the first week we were out. And remember, Elizabeth, my wife, was riding with me at the time, and I said, look, we're up here. We're probably going to have to deadhead out. There's nothing out of here. I've done this before. I was leased to this carrier, the same broker that we're using. This is what happened. Had to deadhead out because there's nothing up here. come to find out, there was another broker that had a load that was literally right down the street, taking me right where I needed to go to get out of there. Now, if I was leased to that carrier, I wouldn't have access to that. So how often does that scenario play out throughout the year as well? Does that happen? I mean, if that was, if I remember right, that was over $1,000 load.
It does. I was doing it more as a comparison to, you know, because a lot of people tend to go to, whether they lease to a carrier, it's money, you know, I'm going to this carrier because it's money, or oh, I'm going to go get my own authority because I'm going to make more money. But it's not always about the money. Sometimes it's about the freedom and the extra choices. And you point out that you have options to multi logistics companies, whether it be England or Landstar or JB Hunt or ever. So that gives you other options to fulfill, you know, your operation. So it's not always just about the money. It's about having other options also.
Right. And, you know, to add to that, I mean, that was the direction I was going in the beginning here, is once an owner-operator takes that next step and becomes a carrier with their own authority, a lot of times they don't understand all of the different responsibilities and the opportunities that are out there. They don't understand. I didn't in the beginning. That's what I was saying when I first took that first trip up to Maine under my own authority, using the same broker that I happened to be leased to for the previous three or four years. I thought that's what it was, but I didn't know any better. I didn't know what other opportunities were out there, which is why I started doing this show, actually, to help, you know, owner-operators understand what opportunities and options and directions they can go with their business. So, you know, they run their business the same way because they don't know any better, and they work with brokers because they don't know what other options they have, which is why, you know, as a carrier with their own authority, they can go out, get direct customers, make sales calls, work with any broker that they want, but they can also go work with shippers directly if they would like. So there's a lot of opportunity out there that they can take advantage of. And not taking advantage of that as an owner-operator with authority is, you might as well just be leased to a carrier, like you were saying.
Right. Well, very good. I just wanted to throw that out there for you guys, and that way everyone can look at the different options.
All right, Vince, thank you very much for the phone call. We've got another caller on the line here. We'll go to Steve in Georgia. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, Kenny, I just wanted to give kudos, and I just wanted to call you and let you know how much I really, really, really appreciate your advice, appreciate everything that you explained to me, to kind of, you know, give you a story of myself. You know, I've been listening to you about a year and a half, and I got ready to file for my authority, and instead of paying someone to file for my authority, I listened to you, I took notes on what you said, and I went in and did all of the process myself just by listening to you and doing everything. And so as of last Thursday, my authority became active, and I am literally pulling my first load today. And I just wanted to call you and let you know how much I really do appreciate you on this new venture. I really do.
Thank you. And, you know, stories like that are why I keep doing what I'm doing. You know, I've done it now for 3 years. I am trying to take it to the next level on this end of the business and try to turn this into something bigger. That's why I'm putting on the Drive seminar. That's why I've moved to a new network with the show. I'm looking to do bigger, better things to reach more people. And, you know, you didn't pay me. You know, you didn't pay me to do any of this stuff for you or anything, which is – but the thank you is why I do it. I love that. And, you know, I've been telling people that for years. I mean, I keep doing this show, and as frustrating as all this technical stuff gets, you know, sometimes, I keep doing it because I know there's somebody like yourself out there that's listening and is trying and is benefiting from this. So, you know, thank you very much, and congratulations. You know, pulling your first load under your own authority, that's awesome. That's huge. And this is I think you are striking when the iron is hot. It's not going to get any better than this. You know, the hurricanes that came through, you know, no pun intended, but it has created the perfect storm for rates in the industry. We are seeing rates now that we haven't seen since record-breaking rates in 2014. We're up there again. Fuel prices are starting to creep back up, so we're getting more money on the fuel surcharge. We're starting to, you know, see the demand push for more trucks with the FEMA loads drawing a lot of the capacity. And then just around the corner, we've got this ELD mandate, which could send shockwaves across the industry. So I'm kudos to you for making it happen. A lot of people this time of year, as we're kind of coming into the end of the season and things, you know, a lot of people get cold feet. But this, in my opinion, is the absolute best time. And I think you are off, you know, it couldn't be a better time right now. I'm very happy for you, and congratulations for making it happen.
Yeah, and to kind of let you know a little about my background also is that, you know, listening for one, that negotiation, it really came in handy on my very first load because the agent threw one price, but I was able to get $850 just off of a 161-mile load just by being able to negotiate and deliver on the negotiation. And as far as the things is, I'm really looking up and I know things are going to get better because knowing my numbers, all of my equipment is paid for, my truck is paid for, my trailer is paid for. I didn't have to go into debt to get all of this done, but you know, I'm just excited about it. I'm really excited about it. I really am.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. I'm excited for you. Like I said, I'm working with a few people right now that are in the process. Their authorities either has just gone active in the past couple of weeks, or it will be active, you know, in the next couple of weeks coming up, and they're thrilled about it. There's a lot of new stuff coming up as well. In addition to the rates being phenomenal right now, you know, technology coming up. Now, I mentioned the ELDs, but I think that will have a good impact on rates. And if you're running legal and you can manage the hours of service properly, I think it'll be a benefit in a lot of ways. I think the demand will go up for the trucks, which is going to push rates up. And that's a good thing for us if you're able to work with the hours of service. That the hours of service are a problem for a lot of people, but I think that it'll be a good thing in the long run. But also technology, go ahead.
No, I was just saying on that perspective, I worked, I was leased to Landstar, and I worked on the ELD. So, with the lanes that I'm running, with the lanes I was running with Landstar, I'm going to continue to run those same lanes. So it shouldn't be a problem at all.
No, it'll be great, and you'll see your rates go up. You won't have to work any harder to make more money. That's a good thing, right? So, yeah, sure. I think that's going to be good. I think, you know, other technology that's coming in, like the Uberization of freight with the Uber apps, Convoy, Load Express. I mean, there's several of them out there with all these new apps, and they're just a broker with an app that's kind of a new spin on the way they use a load board is really all those are. But it will make it easier to move freight. Now, I don't think it'll be a good thing for the rates in the long run, but it will make it easier to keep the wheels moving, which will make you a little more consistent. And consistency is a good thing. Now, in a market like we're in right now, the negotiation power is in your hands. So I don't want these apps in my way. I want to be able to negotiate, you know, throw my numbers out there and get what I need. You know, when you get into a slower market and you need to just keep consistency, those apps will be available as well. So, you know, I think that with the technology coming down, the freight market going the way it is, the regulations coming in, this is a good time to be, especially in your position where everything's paid for. So in a lot of ways, it doesn't matter, good or bad, you're still going to be. So that's awesome. You're in a good position. Congratulations.
I do appreciate it. I really do appreciate it. And what I'm doing, you know, I was talking with Miss Elizabeth, and you know, about some things, and we're gonna get connected and go from there. And I just wanted to call you and let you know. Of course, you can tell in my voice I'm excited, but I just wanted to call you and let you know how much I really, really do appreciate you and the information that you gave to us.
Well, I appreciate it. And, you know, once I get the kinks worked out of this technology stuff and I can broadcast more, I'll be doing more shows, doing some recordings. I have a whole bunch of content. Of course, I'm doing the Drive seminar a month from now, October 17th, 18th, yes. 19th. That's my shameless plug there. And I'll mm-hmm. be doing everything that I've done over the past 3 years. I'll be, you know, doing it in person and really elaborating on all that and hoping that, you know, if just one person comes out of the event with the success that you've had, you know, I'll be thrilled. So
yes, sir.
Good luck, Steve.
Yes, sir.
I'm sure that you'll be successful. You're already starting off on the right foot. And, you know, thank you for the support. So congratulations to him and congratulations to everybody else that, you know, I know there are a few other people that I've been working with recently that just got their authority and are just getting started. So it is a good time. Negotiation is really key right now. The leverage is in your hands. So make sure that you use that. Make sure that you know how to negotiate and get comfortable with negotiating. You know, you can go back and listen to some of my older shows. They're still available on the old network. If you just do a Google search for Trucking with Authority podcast or Kenny Long, you'll find the links to the old shows. And I did some shows specific to negotiation, and those types of things will help a lot. But congratulations to everybody that just got their authority. And I'm thrilled when I get those types of phone calls. So, but remember, when you get your own authority, you have options. You have new opportunities. Take advantage of the new opportunities to stand out from the company drivers and to stand out from just being leased to a carrier. You know, again, a lot of the new authority type people, you know, a lot of people get their authority and literally just turn around and lease their truck back to the carrier that they were originally working for, doing power only. Now they have their own authority. They have all the expense of the additional insurance. They have all the record keeping requirements. They have their, you know, everything to go do their own thing. But then they sign on and do power only options for the same carrier. That could be, I question the logic behind that. Now I understand the numbers. I've seen some scenarios where that's a good opportunity and a good situation, but in most cases it's not. So don't get your authority just to do the same thing that you've always been doing, because you'll take on more risk than the additional reward. And that's really the point of what I was getting at with tonight's show. And let's see if we have another call here. If you have any more calls, any questions, comments, go ahead and press 1 on the keypad. Go ahead and call the number at the bottom of your screen, 917-889-9924. Getting close to the top of the hour, we will wrap things up here right at 8 o'clock. And I am going to continue working on all these technical glitches. I really thought we had this thing licked today, and I thought we were going out everywhere. But we're going to be working. Keep in the loop. Go to the Trucking with Authority Facebook page, Facebook group, and I'll be updating the times. We'll be recording probably during the day for the show to go out live later. I'll also be doing live shows probably more than just on Tuesday. That's my plan. And we've got a lot more events coming up. And remember the Drive Seminar, October 17th, 18th, and 19th. We're going to be talking a lot about goal setting and business planning, which is really what I'm getting at now. Understand where you're going. And understand if you want to have that business, if you want to get your own authority, understand what you're doing. Understand why you need to take that next step so that you can build the correct plan to get there. Don't make the mistake of just jumping in and not knowing what you're getting into. There's a lot of resources. You know, I highly recommend you come check out the Drive Seminar. Go to udriveu.com. udriveu.com, where you can register. Use the coupon code TRUCKING. It's still available to get $50 off. And you'll learn a lot about the process of taking that next step. And we will have people there, new drivers or company drivers that want to take the next step to become a owner-operator or to get their own authority. We also have some people out there that are working to become a broker and to understand how to negotiate with brokers. I'm also bringing in Stephen Montague from Sandler Sales Training. Now, Sandler Sales Training is one of the premier sales schools in the country. And, you know, I'll be doing a whole session, half a day, just on negotiations, how to negotiate better rates with brokers. But what I want people to leave with is an understanding of what brokers actually do. to understand how the sales process works, so that as a carrier, you can go out and get your own freight, so that as a carrier, you can go make sales calls and understand. Now, Stephen Montague with Sandler Sales Training is going to do that. He's going to tell you the psychology behind making the sale and the step-by-step process of how a sales call works, how a cold call works. And you will leave with a script of, this is what I say, this is what I do. Now, I'll say this up front. You're going to leave with that script, and that script is something that you should never use. I want you to leave with that script so you understand the flow of how that conversation needs to go. But sales calls are never scripted. And anybody that has ever gotten a telemarketer that you can tell that they're reading that script, you understand that those scripts rarely work. But once you get comfortable with the sales process, that script will be an outline of how your conversation will go. And that's something that has never been provided to drivers. That's something that I think drivers will really benefit from, carriers, new carriers. And even if you are an owner-operator, at least to a carrier, to understand how the negotiation works on the carrier side, or to understand what the carrier does to get freight. And certainly, if you're going to become a broker, you have to have those sales skills. And if you're a carrier working with brokers, you have to understand what the broker's doing. So I think that is probably an element that has been missing for carriers and drivers for a long, long time. So I'm bringing in Stephen Montague to help provide with that. We're also working with DAT. I had a talk with DAT, which is the Trucker's Edge, Member's Edge, Total Power, DAT. That's the biggest load board company in the country. They're working on some awesome stuff. They're getting ready to, well, I'm not even supposed to tell you of some of this, but they're getting ready to unveil some new features here just after the event. So they will be out there to show you some new stuff, some new things that they've got coming up. We're going to go over the load boards. Now, I'm a broker myself, so I have one of the highest levels of the DAT load board that you can get, and I have both sides of it. I have the carrier side and the broker side, and I'm going to show you that. It's something I think that as a carrier or as a driver, you should be able to see that. You should understand what a broker is looking for when searching for a truck. Or if you're a broker, what the carrier looking for when they're looking for loads that you have posted, and vice versa, and to understand that whole process, to understand the lanes. I'm going to show you how the tools, the back office tools work. DAT will have somebody out there to help answer the questions as well on their end of it. And one thing that, you know, I talked with them, I said, look, I've been to presentations put on by these load board companies before, and including yourself, DAT. I said, and it was dry. You sent somebody out there that knew exactly what the load board did. They didn't know how to use it. I mean, they knew how to click the buttons and use the tool, but they didn't know how to apply that information. That's where I'm going to fill in the blanks. So I'm going to show you the load board. I'll show you both sides of it, the broker side, the carrier side, and show you the different perspectives of what the two sides are looking at and what they're looking for. Then I'm going to show you how to use those tools to negotiate better rates. I'm also going to help you learn on the sales side how to use the load board tools and the broker information to even establish direct customers. That's something that you don't find, you know, anywhere else. So, and, you know, these are the shortcomings that I've found over the years of doing this myself and working with other carriers and helping people get established. And I'm reading the comments here on Facebook, and then looks like we've got a lot going on. So that's just two sessions, a morning and an afternoon that I've talked about so far. So you're going to come in. I'll help you set your goals and understand where you're going and how to design your business. We're going to go over the accounting practices behind the business. So you'll understand how to structure your business. Should it be an S corp or an LLC or vice versa, or just stay a sole proprietor, and why? We'll talk about that. We'll talk about, you know, as Vince was saying, what level do you want to be at and why? Should you stay a company driver? Should you become an owner operator? Should you get your own authority? What features are there for you? We'll be talking about all of that stuff. We have a whole afternoon session. So, and I've revealed this a few times, but I'm going to talk about it some more. We have Chad Hone from Alignment Solutions. He is known across the country as the best alignment guy there is, short of only one guy, and that's Mike Beckett. Mike is the guy that designed the tools that Chad uses. So Mike Beckett's an awesome guy. He won't be there this year, maybe sometime in the future, but Chad, the guy that gets his hands dirty and does the work and has worked on more trucks and solved more problems than anybody, Chad Hone will be there, and he's not just going to be there in the parking lot working on trucks. He's also going to get on stage for us. So I'm pretty excited about that. I think he's a little nervous, but Chad will be on stage. Terry Greenwood, pretty well-known mechanic out of Dyersville, Iowa, Terry's Truck and Trailer, will be there. Now, Terry is he is one of the best mechanics I've ever had the privilege of speaking with. He knows engines inside and out, everything from the old mechanical engines up to the new emission-controlled, you know, electrical-driven controlled engines, everything. And he knows how to make them run better, better fuel economy, last longer. He'll take the older pre-emission engines and get the best fuel economy you can get out of them, show you how to manage them maintenance-wise, take care of them. Programming, parts upgrades, Terry's the guy. But he doesn't just stop there. He also knows all about the emission systems, how to clean them, how to protect them, how to control them, make them last a long time. Because these new trucks are coming out. These new trucks, the technology is awesome. I mean, these new trucks are coming out of the off the showroom floor is getting 10 miles to the gallon, which is unheard of. This is record-breaking stuff. There's been experimental trucks in the past that haven't been able to get the mileage these trucks are getting just right off the showroom floor. Problem is, the new technology, nobody knows how to work on it yet. Terry does. Terry knows how to take care of this stuff. So he's going to help us understand that. We've also got FAS fuel systems. FAS, you know, most of you have heard of FAS. It's really just a fuel filter. It separates the air out of the fuel. And, you know, but it's a very unique system. Brad, that owns the company, will be out there as well. And, you know, the FAS system was designed to solve a problem. He's going to explain what that problem is. Again, this falls right in line with what Terry will be talking about how to keep these engines lasting longer, running better, better fuel economy, more horsepower, you know, and the best cost of operations, you know, keeping your cost down. That's what it's all about. Brad will be out there. Who else have we got? We have somebody else. I know there's another one that I'm missing. Oh, Chris Gordon from T&E Tire. Chris Gordon will be out there. Chris Gordon, T&E Tire. Now, Chad now works out of Chris Gordon's shop, T&E Tire. T&E, will, they also sell and install the FAST systems. They do all the suspension work. So Chad will tell you that you need an alignment, but you need bushings and springs and shackles and tie rod ends and everything else that you can take off. Well, Chris and his shop, T&E Tire, can fix it and tell you what to do. They can also install the FAST. They can install Fleet air filters, I believe, will be participating in this event as well. I don't know if they'll be sending somebody out there, but they will definitely be out there. Fleet air filters. Chris Gordon with T&E Tire sells the Fleet air. He also sells the FAST. He can install those. He'll be doing a 15% off on the FAST. He'll also be doing $70 an hour labor rate for the week of the event, which is October 17, 18, 19, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Anytime during that week, if you need any work done, please come out, call Chris at the shop. If you join the Trucking with Authority Facebook group or You Drive You Facebook page, you will find Chris's contact information. And we'd love to have you at the event while you're getting your truck work done. So go to udriveu.com to register. So what have I covered so far? We're going to be goal setting, business planning, learning about the maintenance and mechanics of the truck. We're going to be talking about the up-and-coming features of the biggest load boards out there, how to negotiate, how to use that information. Sales training, like real formal sales training, something that drivers just don't get. Negotiation. So we're going to take the negotiations into the training, the sales training, and we're going to take the sales training and learn how to turn that in around and use that tool and leverage in your favor to improve your negotiation skills as well. Whew. So much more to talk about. The whole schedule is posted at udriveu.com. Oh, financial plan. I didn't even talk about the financial planning. Financial planning, investments, how to, once you make all this money that you're going to learn how to make and save, we're going to tell you where to put it. And accounting as well, how to manage your accounting. We're going to talk about factoring. We've got a factoring company that will be sending a representative out to understand that. And one thing I want to explain is that I've told all of these companies that I refuse to let anybody come in and sell anything. So, yes, they all have a product or service to sell, and they're going to be hoping that you partake of their product. They're hoping that you buy, and I hope that you support them because they're coming in. But I ask them to come in to bring information. So they're not going to be getting on a stage and giving a sales pitch. They're bringing in the information. So, yes, please support them by buying their products or services, but they're bringing information, including the factoring company. Now, most factoring companies will come in, you know, it's all a sales pitch. I have a factoring company that is going to explain why not to factor. I have a factoring company that's going to come in and tell you why you should not use them. How's that for a spin on a sales pitch? So I've gone through and talked about all that as well. So financial planning, accounting, factoring, understanding the money flow, understanding your position. For carriers, I'm going to explain to you how brokers work. And brokers, I'm going to explain to you how carriers work. We're going to be talking about making a sales call, getting direct customers. It's 3 days, and it's not going to be enough time. I'm trying to figure out how to fit all this information into only 3 days. I'm going to make it work. And then after hours, you're going to be surrounded by some of the most out-of-the-box thinkers, is a good way to put it. We've got fleet owners coming. We've got new drivers coming. We've got brokers and trainers coming. People that are very influential and interesting and have a lot of their own ideas, have made their own investments, have tried and failed in some cases, or have tried and been hugely successful. So the networking alone from this event with these people will be worth every penny that you spend to come out. So again, udriveu.com to register. Coupon code trucking is still active. We still have tickets available. There's also a room code at the Harrah's, $69 per night. And once you register, I will send out an email with the room code. But check that out as well. So let me see if we have any final questions before we wrap things up for tonight. And James McGill will be the – James McGill is the one that will be discussing financial planning and investments and also helping with the accounting side of it. Let's see. We do have a couple questions here. I believe I read that once the FMCSA implements the second phase of the unified registration system, if you have an inactive authority, you lose it and have to do the process all over again. Can you speak on that? Currently, no. But anything can change. And this question is for Richard. Currently, FMCSA right now has suspended the unified registration system, suspended any further action on that indefinitely. They have not set a date. At this point, we don't know if they'll go on with it or not. We don't know if they will do away with the MC numbers like they have said. We don't know exactly what they're doing. They're revamping their systems once again, and they're revamping the entire process again. If you have inactive authority, you lose it and have to do the process over again. Can you speak on that? No. The way it's supposed to work is if you're inactive, if you want to reactivate it, it's an $84 fee, and you have to repost your insurance as well. But once you have your MC number, it stays with you forever. So they're trying to clean up their system and get rid of some of the old numbers, but you have to surrender that in order for that to happen. So with that, I think we will wrap things up for the night. Let me check one more area here. Again, go to udriveu.com, Y-O-U-D-R-I-V-E, letter U, such as UDrive University, udriveu.com. The event is called the Drive Seminar, Trucking and Education Networking Seminar. It's the only event like this of its kind. Now, I've been doing smaller events like this for several years, for motor carriers only, for people that already have their authority to network. And the networking is always the key to that. networking, and you know, we did some formal sales and negotiation training and things like that, but we were working on a level with carriers that were already well established. We're opening this up to everybody now. So those carriers will still be there. So if you are looking to get your own authority, or you're looking for a carrier to lease to, or you're looking to just rub elbows with people that have been doing this a long time or that are at the next level, this is the place to be. So we've been doing this for several years. We're opening up to everybody. Youdriveyou.com. I'm really, you know, this is our first attempt at making it this big. We're already looking at, you know, what more we can add to this. I think at this point we're having a hard time squeezing this much information into 3 days, but I'm going to find ways to – I want to make sure that you leave dripping with information and just need to come back to get more, to hear it all over again, because I think this stuff will – this will improve the industry. There are close to 4 million truck drivers out there. That many won't fit in the room. So those of you that come and attend are in the top of the industry. You are setting yourself apart. Most drivers will never take the opportunity to learn how to run their business. Most never understood, never had any formal training, never, in a lot of cases, never had college, never had any business education at all. This is your opportunity to make that happen. So tickets are on sale. We've been doing quite well with this ticket sales, but we have plenty still to go around. Coupon code TRUCKING to get $50 off the ticket, and we would love to see you there. That being said, I am going to wrap things up for the night. So thank you guys all for your support. Thanks for joining me. Remember to dream big and aim high. Strategize your plan. Strategize. Make a plan. Strategize your plan. Earn your success. You don't deserve it. You have to earn it. Earn your success. And remember, only you drive you. We'd love to see you at the event in October next month. And until then, we will be back next week. Check out the Trucking with Authority Facebook group. We will plan on 7 p.m. next Tuesday, but we may add some other shows in this week. Go ahead and check out Trucking with Authority to follow along and keep track. Thanks for your support, and thanks for joining us, everybody. Have a good night.